when Red Riding Hood visits her grandmother, she finds that a wolf has wrongfully taken the grandmother's place. The protective, kindly figure has been replaced by a dangerous and destructive creature. It is this exchange of figures which makes the story particularly alarming. To meet a wolf unexpectedly is frightening enough, but to find that one's loving grandmother has turned into this terrifying beast is to add to the situation that basic insecurity which springs from a sudden loss of trust in a person upon whom one relies. When an investigation was made into the effects of television programs on children, it was discovered that one of the things which most alarms the young is to find that an apparently good and reliable parent is really a wicked person. So long as the good and the bad are separated, children can tolerate violence, death, and other things which might be expected to disturb them. But to discover that the person who one believed was on one's side is actually wicked is to enter so unsafe an area of experience that children become alarmed, just as an adult might if he discovered that the injections which his doctor was giving were poisonous rather than curative. To treat the wolf and the grandmother as opposite aspects of the same person may appear nonsensical to some readers. Red Riding Hood does not realize, any more than any other small child can be expected to recognize, that grandmotherly care and kindness which cherish and support the dependent young can, if overdone, turn into possessiveness and overprotection of a kind which prevents the child from developing into a separate person, and therefore threaten to swallow it, as the wolf actually does in the original story. Yet protection and restriction are linked together inseparably, and the very person upon whom the child depends for its safety can easily become a tyrant if the child fails to escape from the excessive concern.